fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, it is Thursday, the 21st day of March, year of our Lord 2024. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We do begin live broadcast at Republic Broadcasting with my show, Monday through Friday, the John Moore Show. And I'm proud to say we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day is to stock up on feminine hygiene and birth control products. Gentlemen, if you're in charge of these matters and you don't know what to do, talk to the ladies. They'll be glad to let you know exactly what they need. Buy these items by the case. Buy twice as much as you think you may need. They'd be great barter items in the future. All right, we pay a patient way in the green room, my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution. This company in beautiful North Carolina manufactures a complete line of water filters to help you achieve your goal of having not only clean water, but healthy water. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you?
If I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Yeah, it's been a busy week, and the weather's been super, so we're excited here in North Carolina.
Yeah, we had some very warm days. We had some cool days, and I think tomorrow's going to be back up in the low 70s. I'll have my Triumph out tomorrow, in case you're wondering. It'll be a great ride with no windshield. I have a magnetic bumper sticker right in front on top of the hood that says the following: windshields are for sissies.
That's right. They're for people that aren't ready to eat bugs yet, I guess, when they drive. Huh?
Well, there's a small rate. Racing windscreen about the size of a loaf of bread that directs the wind and the bugs up over my head, so that's really not an issue either.
So are you behind the screen, or is the screen in back of your head?
No, the screen's in front of me, yeah, to deflect the wind and the bugs up over me. Exactly.
That's nice. Yeah.
There's photographs of the Triumph at my website. Well, anyway, Kirk, we have some impeachment hearings going on at the U.S. Congress. Mr. Bob Alinsky, who is critical to this, was giving testimony yesterday. This woman, Ocasio-Cortez, attempt to discredit him unsuccessfully. They're doing everything they can to discredit the impeachment hearings, aren't they?
Well, the problem for the establishment, you know, with Bob Alinsky, he's a credible guy. I mean, you can listen to the guy speak. You know, you can see his interview years back with Tucker Carlson. Very credible, strong background, honest guy. I mean, operating in, you know, international finance to the degree that anybody can be honest in that industry. You know, all of these various positions require certain depth and the ability to maneuver, and he clearly has that. But I think he's a grounded guy. What did you get from the interview with Carlson years back? Did you find him credible?
Oh yeah, absolutely. That testimony he gave with Tucker Carlson is very credible and incredibly damaging to the Biden crime family, which is in fact what they are—a crime family. I believe those that testimony continues today. I don't know if Bob Alinsky is finished, but he's certainly making a very strong case for the high crimes and treason on the part of President Trump, don't you think? I mean, Biden.
You mean Biden?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, a great cast of characters we have here in Washington, huh, for sure. You know, we're sitting here voting and viewing, you know, which one is worse and, you know, who did what to whom and what have you, while the country is, you know, going downhill and the economy continues to suffer. I understand they're going to be lowering the interest rates, though, so they said, three times over the next year, which I guess they have to do. I mean, if they don't do that, it's really going to get ugly. And so that's going to be interesting. Maybe that'll provide a little bit of relief for a very short time, you know, for some folks. Right.
Well, let's segue to Europe and Ukraine. I believe it's 30 or 31 Russian missiles were shot down by Ukraine missiles in the last 24 hours. I think what they're doing is testing the Ukraine defenses to see what it takes to overwhelm those defenses. And once they figure that out, then they'll begin those missile and rocket attacks in sincerity. They have the Patriot missiles defending Kyiv right now, which I thoroughly and completely believe are being operated by American military or personnel. These complex weapon systems, you can't just open up the box and start operating. They're very complex. It takes months of training. All the manuals are in the English language, not the Ukrainian language. Spare parts have to be coming from the United States on probably a weekly, if not a daily basis. And the Patriot system can only counter so many incoming missiles before it's overwhelmed. Once Russia determines what it takes to overwhelm that system, then they will do that. They will shoot twice as many missiles as the Patriot batteries can shoot down. And Russia fully has the capability of doing that, don't you think, Kirk?
Oh, absolutely. And I think we're going to see a swelling of, an attack, a buildup of an attack into Russia, you know, by the NATO forces. We're seeing underpinnings of that now. I'm sure that'll happen here this spring. So I think we'll see a real acceleration.
Well, that'll be once the mud dries out and becomes firm soil again, that would be the time for NATO to attack Russia, which would be a massive, historically massive, terrible mistake. We have many centuries of European countries attacking Russia. All have failed, and this will be another failure on one hand. On the other, the previous attacks on Russia did not have Russia with the one of the largest stockpile of nuclear weapons on the planet. And many of those weapons are low yield in terms of radiation, making them far more available for use. And so the NATO countries would be well advised to stand down, reach a peace agreement with Russia, and let life proceed forward without World War III taking off. What do you think?
Well, I agree completely. Unfortunately, we all know it's not going to happen that way because it's written in the Bible. And, you know, it's when Albert Pike and the other idiot that he partnered with laid out the plans for the, you know, great takeover hundred and something years ago, you know, they planned for a World War III that would be the final, you know, end. And we know that at least the big bulk of it's going to be centered in the Middle East. So the Ukraine thing could just be a distraction. I'm not sure, but I think both are going to happen. I think both conflicts are going to accelerate.
You know, well, I don't know, one's depending on the other, but we're holding back. And I was reading an article that we're holding back on doing certain things because it would be offensive to China, either economically or militarily. And we're holding back on doing certain things, like the Houthis, for example. They're connected to Iran. Iran is connected to China. So we're holding off smashing the Houthis back into the ground with their disruption of international shipping. Typically, if a entity threatens international shipping, no matter where it is, they get smashed like a bug, because that's, you know, international commerce depends on international shipping on these oceans. But the Houthis have not been smashed like a bug, have they?
No, but I think we'll see that. You know, there was some counterattack by the Indians, was there not?
Yes, there's been some counterattacks, but yeah, they brought in on the scale that needs to happen.
The parrot guys, you know, coming in with the parachute. I don't understand the relevance of that with the ships, but it looked like they were landing in the water. But in any event, they're definitely, you know, fighting back for sure. Now, I saw a Michael Yon interview, which was featured on Rumble, by a guy that I had never seen before, who I guess is a Navy SEAL. I don't have his name in front of me right now, but tremendous hour and a half long interview where Michael Yon really kind of tied together, as you just mentioned, the international shipping, the trade routes, together with what's happening, you know, with the mass infiltration, you know, of illegal aliens into our country and elsewhere, and kind of ties this all together. It's very, very interesting. I'll have to look and see if I can find that host's name, but it just happened a few days ago. Tremendous, tremendous interview. Well, I've seen Michael Yon many times, but this was great because it tied in a lot of things that I didn't understand, and really made the whole picture a lot clearer for what they're trying to do.
Well, if you can find that and forward it to me, I'd appreciate it there, Kirk. Now, Michael Yon's been doing some great work, and I have a lot of respect for the man. Doing the work he's doing puts you at physical risk, plus living in conditions that are less than comfortable, which reminds me of what I saw in a video coming out of Chicago, where illegal aliens get to sleep on the floor of the Chicago police departments, where there's central air and heat, while American homeless people have to sleep out in the concrete with no air conditioning and no heat. Is there something wrong with that, where the criminals get better treatment than American homeless?
Well, we've been seeing that for years and years.
We have?
And you know, and also better treatment than the vets do in many instances, right? Financially, medically, the whole deal. It's crazy.
I'm not aware of illegal aliens being on the floor of the Chicago Police Department for years and years. That's news to me.
No, what I was saying was that the powers that be in the institutions have been treating the illegal aliens with greater regard than even our veterans.
Oh, in general, yes. In general, they have, yes. Very true. And, of course, if you look into the homeless veteran things, there's a lot of men who claim to be veterans who are not, and I've ran into men like that over the years. That gives them some kind of elevated status, they think, if they claim to be a homeless veteran as opposed to just another bum. So people need to be very cautious about who is and who's not a homeless veteran, so that they don't end up helping just a bum who never served a day in the military.
Yeah, makes sense, definitely. All right, well, so I sent that link to you here.
Okay, great. I'll check that out. President Trump is having great success with traditional minority groups such as blacks and Latinos, picking up percentages that even when he won in 2016, he didn't have. This must be scaring the pants off of the Democrats, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many theories, you know, about what's going to happen and how it's going to happen. And I just don't know. I mean, there's so many balls in the air right now. You know, things they've done in the past. Are they going to try another pandemic? Are they going to do something else? Are they going to use the war as a distraction? You know, are they going to postpone the election? Are they going to have the election? I don't know. It's a quagmire at this point.
I have been in recent touch with my Jewish friends who have proudly been Democrats all their life and their parents' life also. But I think within the Jewish community, maybe you've talked to some Jewish folks more recently, would no longer be part publicly or privately part of the Democratic Party with what they're doing to the matter of the Israel and what's going on with Gaza. I would think that most people, Jewish Democrats, would be distancing themselves from the Democratic Party. Do you have any firsthand knowledge of that, Kurt?
No, but I agree with you. I think that many of the moderate Jews, which is the biggest bulk, you know, of the population, I would think that many of them, have mixed feelings about what they see going on, over in the Middle East, you know, with Israel and with Gaza. I think that while growing up in the 70s and 80s, you know, being a Jew and being, you know, pro-Israel probably were, you know, contiguous. I don't think it is now. I think there's a big separation of reality because, you know, people are smart and they're able to sift through everything. And I think that we've been taught, goodness, over the last 5 years, certainly to be very critical of everything that we see in the news and every narrative, you know, that we see put out there, because most of it is just total BS. And the friends that I have that are Jewish, that are smart, that are business people, you know, where I grew up in Long Island, New York, I'm sure many of them have mixed feelings about what they see happening in the Middle East and are not so quick to instantly stand behind, you know, Israel and their actions.
Really?
I mean, that's my take on it.
Really? Well,
I know I certainly fit that category. So not that I'm Jewish, but my mother's family was all Jewish, and you know, I was raised by both Jews and Italians and you know, in New York. And, you know, I was a Christian. My father was a Christian. I grew up in the Christian faith.
Right.
But I certainly have a lot of relatives that are Jewish, many of whom were totally non-participating, you know, in anything to do with the Jewish faith other than an annual, you know, Seder
and
Passover. Well, yeah. Other than that, yeah. I mean, you know, we all celebrated Christmas, yeah. You know, it's just...
I spent my early adolescence in a 95% Jewish neighborhood, and so I got to know the culture and the people pretty well. Well, let's move on from there. We do have an election the first Tuesday of November, don't we?
We do, and it's coming up quick, huh?
It'll be before we know it. The third month of the year will be finished in just a little more than a week, and the election takes place the first Tuesday of the 11th month. It'll be here before we know it. President Trump has been ordered to post a more than $400 million bond. I was listening to his attorney, who I got to meet at an event a few weeks ago, talking about the appeals they'll be doing to either dramatically reduce this bond or make it go away entirely. The bonding companies have said they've never heard or seen of anything like this ever within their industry of posting bonds. There's no precedent for what's going on with this bond demand from this judge, is there?
No, and I can't believe that a higher court hasn't stepped in some fashion.
Well, they haven't had the opportunity yet. Our legal
process... It's so insane. It's so beyond the pale that I would think...
Our legal system moves forward in 30-day blocks of time, whether it's city, county, state, or federal. That's how it... Unless there's a mechanism to have an emergency hearing, which in this case may be happening also. So it takes a little time for President Trump's attorneys to get before the Court of Appeals in New York to have their pleadings heard. And hopefully this bond will either go away or be reduced to $1 million or something like that. Here's our price.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information, from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 21st day of March. Visiting with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution. Kirk, what's the latest and greatest at Water Revolution? Any sales or any specials going on?
Yes. Well, as always, we've got a $100 discount that we're offering all the John Moore listeners on our emergency gravity-fed unit called the Ready Pure, which is a very, very toughly made solid stainless steel unit. Used to run groundwater through in times of emergency, or house water in times of regular life. And not only does it have a tremendous, very finely crafted ceramic cartridge on top, which is the best thing I've ever seen for reducing all kinds of biological contaminant loads, but it has an infill media as well, which greatly reduces down the other chemical load that might be in municipal water or in well water. And just a tremendous, tremendous unit on sale all the time. John Moore, $100 discount. And then we've got probably 14 or 15 other equipment builds that we do. Everything from whole house water to point of use water, for example, at your kitchen sink. And we create a water that is very, very high energy alkaline antioxidant drinking water. And for the whole house, we create a spa-like, very loosely bound micro-clustered water. We're the only company out there I'm aware of that does this non-electrically. And we actually, I had a day this week where I sold three whole house systems back-to-back. And without exception, every one of these was from a doctor referral, one of the patients of our doctors that's either been using our water through the doctor's practice for a while, which is many people, either that or they already own a home system of ours that was referred by a doctor. They then decide to upgrade and get the whole house system. People are concerned about contamination, not only in terms of normal chemical load in the municipal water, but now especially they're starting to see these combinations of mRNA-based things put into now food, and we talked about this over the last year, and they're going to start adding that, I'm sure, to the water supply because it's the most effective way to get that out there for everybody. They're intent on doing this because it levels up their control in the control grid because of the components of this mixture. It creates a situation where the body is more susceptible to frequency directions, you know, directions to the body, you know, given over frequencies, which we're going to see more and more of. So it's a great time to really think about, you know, being responsible for the water supply in your own home, especially those on city water. And we're here to help. So give us a ring anytime, 336-525-1015. And we'll be happy to have a discussion about what we offer and how it might, you know, match up. And one thing I want to point out, John, I think this is important. You know, when it comes to water and treating water, everybody has a super selective personal situation because the source water is different all across the country. People have different configurations in their home. There's various solutions, say, for whole house treatment and also for drinking water point of use treatment. And we specialize in taking the time to work with the people to give them a proper upfront consultation for those that want that. We have a lot of people that just order off the website, and that's fine, too, because if I, you know, have a concern when I look at that order about how that might mate with what the folks have, I'll often give them a call and talk to them about their configuration. But we want to provide the best system custom designed for you that's going to work in your home and do it at prices that are super competitive and super affordable. And I don't think there's anybody out there that does that the way that we do. So back to you.
All right. Well, if you want the highest quality water filters at the best price, you want to go to Water Evolution. Now, with the Ready Pure countertop, we recommend one for every two adults, one for every three children, plus another one that has not been opened in the box as a very high-quality barter item. So that's what we recommend. Okay. Well, the belief of the scientists with the federal government is that if there was a nationwide power grid, which could be brought about by EMP, that within 12 months, 9 out of 10 Americans would be dead. The majority of those deaths blamed on dirty water. And if you don't want to be a victim, the thing to do is get that water filter right now. Right, Kirk?
Yeah, no question. Got to have it. It's not a want-to-do thing. It's a must-have thing. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay, you got a question or comment? We do have open lines at 512-248-8252. Well, I'm looking at it. We got the buds on the trees here. I've had flowers blooming for about 2 or 3 weeks. Is it about the same in your neighborhood?
It is. Yeah, it's accelerated. Yeah, a lot of the trees are popping, and you know, some of the late ones are popping, and you know, it's in full action here.
Absolutely. And of course, farther north, like our friend Jeff Nyquist in the farther north, frozen northland, they're a little bit behind us, but it'll be spring there pretty soon.
Where is he? Is he Chicago? Or
I don't really talk about where he is, except it's frozen northland, his northern part of the United States. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You can't handle the truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Health Simple with Kalwara Shilaji, fact bit number 3. Shilaji is the supreme yoga vaha. Within Ayurveda, Shilaji is the singular substance that towers above all other herbs, herbal minerals, and earth-made adaptogens. Yoga vaha refers to substances that have the ability to synergistically make better and carry other substances to its prescribed destination. In the case of Shilaji, most any herb, food, or mineral is amplified with ionic potential, superimposing superior efficacy with increased cellular energy and absorption rates. One of the best applications for Shilaji is to add a drop or two into your favorite herbal tincture and foodstuff. Simply put, Shilaji makes other substances more effective.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Company will fix bayonet! Fix! Bayonet!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you have issues with pain, the energy cleaner will help. We'll talk about this at the bottom of the third hour. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on an energy cleaner. You want to learn about the worst crime in human history? My COVID-19 panel has more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors, such as Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He's saying in no uncertain terms, very clearly and forcefully, that all the COVID vaccines are meant to kill and hurt. They're not side effects. They're the direct intended effects. Details at my COVID panel at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution. You got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. There was a lot of discussion about the economy, price of fuel, the price of food, the price of keeping your home warm. These are major concerns and very real concerns, aren't they?
They are. I think we're going to see the government do everything they possibly can to make life a little bit easier in this next period, because if not, I mean, it would just, you know, skew the election even more. than what it is. I have a tough time believing that if the election happened tomorrow and we could honestly count all the, you know, votes in hard form, I have tough time believing it would be any less than a 70% win for Donald Trump, no matter what the news would have you believe, you know, this 50-50 business that we see all the time. You know, numbers don't work out that way. The thing that irritates me the most is that the mass public can look at posted numbers, you know, in aggregate and say, and make a decision and say, well, that's, you know, like looking at the stock market, you know, 35,000 or 34,000. And we see that, you know, tonight at the close, it's up $25, you know, or down $150. I mean, that just doesn't happen with numbers that large. You know, it's like the law of large numbers. I can't believe how many people don't have any understanding of proportion when it comes to that, enough to look at these things. You know, every vote that we see everywhere is divided 49-51 with very few exceptions, you know, and sometimes even less, right? Oh, you know, the state was, you know, off, it was 12,000 votes, you know, was the difference, you know, for this. I don't believe any of that's true. And I think that the average person walking around out there, no matter how they might lean politically, understands that we're in a giant mess. And that Biden and his crew are not the people that we want controlling it, you know, in any way.
Well, the evidence to me is clear and convincing that the 2020 election was stolen by the powers that be, a cooperative conspiracy between the deep state and the Democratic Party to get the outcome they were looking for, which is a continuation of the policies of the deep state. We're now in the third Obama administration is what this is. If anybody thinks that Joe Biden's running anything, they're absolutely foolish, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no question.
So here we are, and we need to focus on all the elections, not just the presidential election. We need conservative Christian patriots elected at the city level, for school boards, at the county level, and the state level, as well as U.S. House of Representatives, United States U.S. Senate. The president by himself can't accomplish all these things by himself, can he?
No. And we saw that, you know, in the first Trump term. I mean, it's just, and how do you combat, you know, 100,000 bureaucrats with their own, you know, longstanding, decade-long, you know, leadership infrastructure? You mentioned the executive service. You know, you look at these things and you think, well, you know, how do you overcome that? And the answer is, I guess, very slowly, you know, or the other way, which none of us want to see happen. You know, if things were to turn violent, I think it would, you know, as much fun as some of us might think that could be, you know, because we're that angry. I think that we would quickly see that it's not the way to go if we can prevent it. And hopefully we can. It would take a huge awakening. I don't know. I have trouble believing that it can be anything other than what it is. You know, but we'll just have to see. I mean, with that, I have lots of hope and faith, but, you know, I'm very skeptical, you know, that things can be changed, seeing how entrenched, you know, at this point it is. It looks like now they're going to really start going after some of the last remaining, you know, freedom-loving social posting sites like Gab, and I think they'll have an action probably against Twitter, you know, that we see this year. They've got to shut those things down. If not, it's a situation just going to get worse and worse. I don't think anybody, you know, certainly in our circle, is tuning into mainstream media at this point, or feels like that has any validity, you know, in truth. So I think they're going to have to do something, and that's a scary proposition. But
yeah, that's scary.
We'll just have to see.
All right. Well, we don't have long to wait. I was watching an interview with Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones, and they both concur that the time between the first Tuesday of November and the inauguration would be the most critical, most dangerous time in terms of any violent activity taking place. And I can't find a way to disagree with them. How about you?
No, I agree completely. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. It's going to be rough.
Of course, violence and civil disorder could take place anytime. Usually warm weather is when that kind of activity takes place, and it'll be getting warm here very quickly. So I think people need to keep their head on a swivel and be prepared to shelter in place and avoid these violent street confrontations, don't you think?
Yeah, you know, we start looking at the conditions, you know, instead of the actions, and we think, you know, what if there was a way that one of the judicial offices or whomever were to throw out this Trump ruling, you know, that we see in New York, would that be enough to incite violence, you know, coming from the left?
Well, all they need is a pretext. And then the George Soros recruited, funded, trained, and equipped protesters will be out in the street. A good example is the Michael Brown incident in Ferguson. They had the protesters were convoys leaving Chicago and Detroit, headed to St. Louis, within a 2 or 3 hours of Michael Brown's demise. That's a level of organization and planning that the 82nd Airborne doesn't have. It takes 24 hours for the 82nd Airborne to get in planes en route to some god-awful place to bring order again, where it takes the George Soros trained, equipped, and protesters just a few hours. That's phenomenal, and they'll be they're always ready, on standby, ready to go whenever they get the green light.
Well, you know, we saw the violent actions where they even had pallets of bricks available, you know, that were delivered to these areas so that they had projectiles to throw. I thought that was incredible.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, Sam Andrews has interviewed some of these protesters, talking about the training that they had. And the training was very complete. They trained them how to make Molotov cocktails to burn down homes and businesses. And we shall see. The next 12 months could be very, very historical, shall we say. Very historical.
Did you see that article that was up in the Liberty Daily about the chemtrails, Tennessee, creating some law that outlaws chemtrails? Did you see that?
I just noticed. I saw the headline. I didn't read about it.
Interesting. Very interesting. That's going to be a tough road to fight against. I mean, it's happening everywhere. I mean, there are days I go outside. I mean, you know, there must be 30 or 40 different, you know, crisscrossing lines in the sky that, you know, seem to last forever. And then you see other planes, you know, go by and, you know, they've got that heat, you know, exhaust, I guess, is what it normally is. I know there's a specific word for it. I don't know what it is, but it dissipates, you know, and then you see these other ones come and it's just like it just stands there forever, you know, in the air. I just find it really upsets me when I see that, because I know that none of it, you know, is doing us any good.
Nope, not at all. Not at all. Well, we, you and I, we talk about preparedness. We're encouraging people to get their water filters, get their food stocked up, have a way to protect the home and family, get the training. As I frequently say, Kirk, whether you're with a group of six people or 600, just two skills in greatest demand and ensure supply are ham radio skills and first aid CPR skills. If you have those two skills, you can help your group no matter what the size, correct?
Yeah, very, very smart. I listen to a podcast every week. There's a guy out there, Brush Beater. You may have seen him. He's a communications expert. I think he was an Army Ranger. I'm not sure if he was a Green Beret or not. But anyway, he does training specifically on, you know, communications, and a lot of times around the Baofeng, you know, radio, which I guess is a step down, obviously, from a ham radio. I know it has limited frequency range, but they're very inexpensive and probably not very sturdy because they're like $30, I think, to buy. But it's very interesting because the techniques are often more important than the equipment. You know, you can have a great professional golfer who could take any golf club and probably outshoot, you know, almost anybody else, you know, with a regular, you know, professional level golf club, because the skill level is what's, you know, so important. And, you know, taking the time to organize a communications plan in advance, like, for example, if you live in a small village, And, you know, there's a main thoroughfare that comes through that village. You may not have, you know, site access to it, but you may know somebody close by that does, and they could be feeding you information about what movement they see on that main highway. I think this is going to become more and more important as we move forward, as things accelerate, which I believe they will. And I'm noticing, too, that a lot of the construction that's happening on the road, especially by state lines, you know, moving from one state to another, we see things being built to me that are suspect because they look like they could be very easily used as holding and inspection areas, you know, to check people when they move from state to state. They're going to try to do everything they can to curtail movement, you know, throughout the country. So we need to watch and be aware of that. And if we live in areas that are close to main thoroughfares, we may want to partner up with somebody, you know, that's in proximity to that thoroughfare so they could report, say, on movements. And just thinking about things like that, I know it's probably less significant, John, where you are. Is it very, very rural where you are? Is there four-lane highways or just pretty much two-lane highways?
Well, we have two-lane highways. And there's an interstate highway about a 40-minute drive away.
So, sure, that's a good distance.
A good distance, you know, it's a comfortable distance away. I'm aware of what you're talking about also, and we keep these things in mind, where they are located, and it's just another thing to make note of, don't you think?
I do. And I just think there's so many things happening all at once, which I don't know that I've ever seen it like. I mean, you look at pretty much every aspect of life, you know, medical, healthcare, financial, political, what we see happening with the food supply, you know, factories burning and things shutting down and more breakouts, you know, for illnesses amongst the livestock population. We look at all these things, the shipping, you know, what's happening there and the issues that we see. And it just seems like it's all coming to one big head, you know, at once. So important to be prepared every way we possibly can. And I realize not everybody can do that, but certainly food and water, you know, need to be thought about. And what do you like to recommend, John, for food storage? Do you like to recommend a year for everybody or 2 years?
I recommend 2 years now. Almost inevitably, there will be unexpected guests show up. So if you've got a two-year supply, you're a lot better shaped to take care of those unexpected guests.
Yep, that certainly makes sense. Absolutely. And you need people. You know, the problem is you can't defend a property with just a couple of people. You need, what, 6, 7, 8 people to do it properly, right? If you have shifts and watches and maybe
right.
a little patrol.
It takes about a dozen people to cover all the shifts and still have a normal life. Unless you've had to stand watch and know what it takes to keep that watch going, it's burdensome. It's burdensome. So one of my first 3 months I was in Vietnam, I had 8 hours of I had guard duty every other night, which was 2 hours on, 2 hours off, and when you're 20 years old, you can tolerate that pretty well. But the older you get, the more difficult that is to tolerate that kind of schedule. About every third or fourth day, you got enough people that would allow you to have a more or less normal life in terms of sleep.
So you had to wake up like for a 2 hour shift, and then you could go back
right.
Rotated. So it wasn't you weren't up every 2 hours, right?
So you'd be say the shift went from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. And the first shift was 6 to 8 p.m. You'd be off for 4 hours and do another 2 hour shift.
I see.
And
that's pretty disruptive.
Yeah, it is. It's tough. So that's what it is.
Was it cold at night?
In Vietnam, no. You may want to roll your sleeves down, but it's not cold at all. So,
I remember guard duty and basic training, you know, in Fort Dix, New Jersey, in February, and it was cold.
Oh, I bet. Absolutely.
And then that was the last I experienced of that, I think. I mean, we had some things happen, you know, with like CQ, you know, you watch out for the barracks, you know, that kind of thing, which is not the same, you know, as standing outside by a fence. But, yeah, interesting. Yeah, I don't miss that part, that's for sure.
No, that's... So hopefully your group would have one insomniac that can handle that late night shift and not be too disruptive because they're already an insomniac.
So really, when you think about it, people in the country are going to be forced to band together at some level or another in order to give good coverage. And you know, I'm not thinking about, you know, fighting any armed force, you know, any military force. I mean, I'm not sure what hope there is there, but I'm thinking about making sure that bandits and other criminals, you know, don't get into your property. It's going to take some strategy to think in advance for sure.
Absolutely. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming. Creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Well, Kirk, this hour has flown by, hasn't it, sir?
It really has, John. I'll tell you, there's so much happening right now in the news. One thing I want to mention before we close, something that we probably don't talk about enough, and that's our Simple Pump, which is a way when you have a deep well to be able to draw water up from that deep well without electricity. And furthermore, the ability to pump it directly into a pressure vessel so that it then supplies the house like it normally does when the electric is running. And this is a tremendous, tremendous product. We did a lot of research before we decided to partner with them. And I have a unit that I installed into my house a couple of years ago. We have a well that's about 200 feet deep. And I think the static water level is about 60 feet. And so we ran our Simple Pump down about 100 feet. And it just fits and runs alongside of the existing submersible pump, comes with a custom well cap that's designed for the system that you have now. They're all custom done. And just a tremendous thing to have. You know, should the power ever go out, you'll continue to be able to draw water and pump it through the house just like you do now, all without electricity. And also on top of that, almost every product that we sell at Water Revolution, including our whole house and drinking water systems, most of them are non-electric, meaning that they don't require electricity to operate, and that's by intention. And we have a very proprietary antioxidant media compound that we created back in 2010. And what that media compound does is it puts a very subtle, slight negative electrical charge into the water on top of the other mechanisms that we use. It creates a very micro-clustered, bioavailable water that's a lot more easily uptake by the body than water that would come out of your spring or even out of the city water for sure. So something to look into. Give us a call, 336-525-1015. We have at least a $100 discount available to all the John Moore listeners on every system that we sell. And in many cases, the discount is greater. So give us a call and let's talk about what we can do for you.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I've got my Simple Pump in inventory ready for use during the emergency. And it's really some peace of mind knowing that I got that and I can have water under pressure. Kirk, thank you very much. We look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
Yes, sir. Have a great week.
Okay. We have a top of the hour break. We'll be back with my friend, Dr. Lynn Horowitz, a man with his brain on fire. He's the author of about 25, 26 books. And it's always a joy to talk to him. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.